Data centers could be big business for communities in Michigan. They also raise serious concerns about their impact on energy grids and the environment. This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Today, we talk with the planning director in Garfield Township, just outside Traverse City, about the prospect of data centers there and how they're looking to enact some regulations. First, though, a big change to hunting rules. Deer baiting is a hot topic here in northern Michigan. That's when you leave a big pile of, say, apples or carrots to attract deer while you're hunting. The practice is forbidden right now in the Lower Peninsula, but that could soon change. Michigan's House of Representatives advanced a bill that would lift the ban. Here's IPR's Ellie Katz.
Michigan's Natural Resources Commission first banned deer baiting in the Lower Peninsula in 2018 to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Past legislative efforts to lift that ban have failed, including a baiting bill that was vetoed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2019. But things are different now. The Department of Natural Resources says it's open to allowing baiting again. It just doesn't want that change coming from the legislature. It wants it to come from the Natural Resources Commission, which is the body that sets hunting regulations. Here's Taylor Ritterbush, chief of staff at the DNR.
The Natural Resources Commission is charged with using sound scientific management in when they're creating regulations. And so there's just that extra layer of protection.
The legislature is not necessarily bound to using sound scientific management. And some critics fear the passage of this bill could set a dangerous precedent for natural resources management in Michigan. The bill, House Bill 4445, now goes to the state Senate, which must review and pass it before it becomes law. For IPR News, I'm Ellie Katz.
What do hunters think about this? Well, Ellie also spoke with Jim Sweeney, a hunter and lobbyist from Leelanau County, who wants to see deer baiting come back, but, like the DNR, wants it to be done through the Natural Resources Commission.
There's a reason we delegate game policy or natural resources policy to the, quote, experts, which is the department and the NRC. And by usurping that authority, we get into very dangerous territory.
You can read more on our website, iprnews.org. Big tech companies have identified Michigan as a pretty good location to build large data centers that will power the future of artificial intelligence. And residents in many places have pushed back. That includes Kalkaska. They said there that data centers suck too much energy and water, they're loud and ugly, they don't provide enough steady jobs to outweigh the costs. Those arguments have been made in other parts of the state as well. So what is a local government to do? Garfield Township's Planning Commission took the very first steps in discussing what to do. John Syke is the director of planning for Garfield Township, and he joins us here today. Hey, John, welcome to the Up North Lowdown.
Thank you, Ed. Happy to be here.
There might be some listeners who aren't familiar with where Garfield Township is. Can you give us the quick, you know, where are you on the map? I know, you know, but let's help everybody out here.
Sure. We kind of consider ourselves to be the largest suburb of Traverse City. So we're south and west of the city. We're about 20,000 residents and cover about 26 square miles. We're often the areas where there are the malls. When people look at Traverse City and the shopping areas along US 31, you're probably in Garfield Township.
Do you get the impression that the sense among commissioners or among the community is to keep data centers from setting up shop in Garfield Township, or to provide more of a framework that if they do, there's some boundaries in place or some rules in place?
Yeah, technically right now we do permit data centers in Garfield Township. Now our definition of that is probably doesn't look at the same, you know, the more current definition and idea of a data center with the AI driving that type of use. The definition that we have currently is much more like, you know, a computer center that's very more simple, and it's a use by right in our industrial districts. So that means that somebody can easily come through and insert a data center into one of our industrial zones, industrial parks, that type of thing. And so what we're looking to do is really change that, because we do know that these have greater impacts and are scaled differently than what we historically have seen previously with the computer data centers.
part of what you just said sort of feels like the eternal affliction of the Planning Commission, which is that you're trying often to make rules for things that weren't even conceived when the rules that are on the books were drafted, that new things come along and all of a sudden it's like, we've got to figure out how to regulate this thing that nobody 20, 30, 10 years ago thought of when they wrote the rules in the first place.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen this time and time again, and it's there's often a very quick rush to figure out, you know, how to address these from a regulatory standpoint. And I'm not sure about these data centers, because as much as they do create jobs and provide benefit to our community, to some extent, they do have some impact on our resources and infrastructure that we have to ensure that's managed, you know, whether they're appropriately cited here or not. So it's kind of an interesting one. This is not like any of the other ones that we've seen before in terms of a use. It's going to impact our community beyond just, you know, a traditional, let's say, a manufacturing facility coming into our community. This is something, this is really kind of changing the tide on how we look at these types of land uses.
The CEO of Cherryland Electric Co-op, Rachel Johnson, talked to our climate reporter, Vivian Law, and Vivian asked her about data centers. I want to play for you what she told us.
We have a lot of the things that they're looking for in that economy, whether that's land, whether that's a robust electric grid, whatever that looks like. And so I'm really optimistic about the future of rural economies. I'm really optimistic about our ability to power those economies.
When you hear that, I guess I want to ask you what you make of the tension that might exist between energy companies, co-ops looking to attract data center projects, and residents who have voiced their doubts about data centers in their neighborhoods.
Yeah, that puts a square right in the middle there, because it is about trying to find that balance and understanding that there is a demand, there is a need for these types of services that these data centers provide. At the same time, we're trying to balance it so that there aren't these negative impacts on the community, or if there is, that they're somehow mitigated. Because while we don't know if one will be requested to be located in Garfield anytime soon, we do want to be prepared should it come, because this could be a very tenuous situation that we want to make sure is well addressed for the people of Garfield Township.
John, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
John Syke is planning director for Garfield Township, right outside of Traverse City. Before we go, a little snowfall trivia for you. Traverse City is approaching 100 inches of snowfall so far this season. That is outpacing a normal winter. Hardly unique to TC. All of northern Michigan is feeling that. Heading into today, Traverse City had received 98 inches of snow for the season. Usually by this time of year, it's about 66 inches. In Petoskey, 107 inches have fallen so far. A normal pace would be about 84 inches. Those levels, of course, are still below overall season totals. That's the Up North Lowdown for this Thursday, February 5th. Subscribe to us through your favorite podcast app, and while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. We'd love to know what you think. This is IPR.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.